Strange News Daily is a production of iHeartMedia.
In a world full of bizarre events, unsolved mysteries, and a billion stories from all corners of the globe, some news gets lost in the shuffle. This is your gateway to the stories on the fringe of the mainstream map. These are your dispatches in the dark. I'm Ben Bolin, and this is the Strange News Daily. Our first story today takes us to the Ivory Coast, where more than 100 protesters in the city of Abidjan attacked and attempted to dismantle a coronavirus testing facility. The violence began on Sunday, continuing into Monday. The protesters started by building barricades, burning tires, and physically tearing the testing center down. The police responded with tear gas in an effort to disperse the crowd. The demonstrators feared this facility was actually treating sick patients instead of just testing people in the neighborhood for COVID-19. This raised concern that those sick patients, if they did arrive, would spread the pandemic throughout the neighborhood. This center is among several being built in the city of Abidjan, enabling a voluntary mass COVID-19 testing program under the health ministry. The city has a population of 4.3 million people, and they've already been placed under quarantine and cut off from the rest of the country. One protester confirmed this conspiratorial belief, saying, "They want to kill us. We don't want this center here." Police spokesperson Charlemagne Blue blamed miscommunication for the unrest, saying this facility is more like a testing center for residents. Blue also added that 4 people were arrested during the clashes, but that no injuries had been reported. So far, the Ivory Coast has 323 confirmed cases of COVID-19 infection, with 3 known fatalities. Those numbers are, unfortunately, projected to grow. The country has been under a state of emergency since March 23rd. The government has also announced a $2.8 billion stimulus package to try and insulate the country against the financial impact of the pandemic, but it has not, as of yet, declared a nationwide lockdown. Our second story today, NASA detects gas coming from Uranus. Okay, all right, we're kidding. While it is true that NASA has confirmed Voyager 2 encountered gaseous emissions coming from the seventh planet, we really just wanted to sneak that headline on air. It's true. NASA has detected gas coming from Uranus. Our real second story for today takes place in Washington, where police engaged in an unusual high-speed chase. State Trooper Heather Axtman noted that police and emergency services received multiple calls on Sunday about a 1996 Buick traveling more than 100 miles an hour and hitting 2 vehicles in an area south of Seattle. As the police closed in on the vehicle, they noticed something odd. Instead of a human, there was a dog behind the wheel. Or, at least, that seemed to be the case. Closer scrutiny revealed 51-year-old Alberto Tito Alejandro in the shotgun seat. He was putting his feet on the gas and helping the dog steer from the passenger side. The chase continued until the police deployed spike strips, damaging the vehicle's tires and allowing cops to arrest Alejandro along with his getaway driver. The man was charged with multiple felonies, including, spoiler alert, driving under the influence of drugs. Who knew? When arrested, Alejandro told authorities he was trying to teach his dog to drive. "I've been a trooper for almost 10 years," said Axtman, "and I've had a lot of excuses when I've arrested people or pulled people over, but I've never heard the excuse that the dog was driving." The dog, a female pit bull, was friendly toward the officers. If she was understandably shaken up, the poor girl certainly wasn't aggressive. At the time of recording, she'd been placed in a nearby animal shelter. Our third story for today. By now, everyone's seen the news. Social media has been dominated in recent weeks by photos of bare shelves in grocery stores across the planet as people hoard cleaning supplies, hand sanitizer, face masks, different food products, and, of course, toilet paper. However, those are not the only things being hoarded. Gamers in the United Kingdom, Canada, and the US are livid about price gouging on the Nintendo Switch, the famous game company's newest console. The Switch can function as a portable game console, and it can also be plugged into a dock that transforms it into a console for your home TV. Additionally, the runaway success of Animal Crossing, as well as the inevitable downtime of the quarantine, have inspired a new part of the population to take up gaming. People who would not normally spend hours obsessively playing video games online have found it to be an entertaining, if not especially productive, pastime. And scalpers have entered the game. This has made it tremendously difficult for the average person to get their hands on a Nintendo Switch. While the system generally retails for around $299 US for the console and for the docking system without any games, scalpers have been buying out entire stocks at departments and gaming stores, only to turn around and attempt to sell the systems at a massively inflated price on Amazon or eBay, anywhere from $470 to $500 or more. While some stores have attempted to limit the number of consoles a single person can purchase at a time, managers have often looked the other way in favor of making some much-needed sales, and so it has become not uncommon for a single person to enter, say, a Best Buy or a Target and buy all 10 Switches in the shop. Amazon has responded to the problem, noting, quote, "Sellers set their own product prices in our store, and we have policies to help ensure sellers are pricing their products competitively. We actively monitor our store and remove offers that violate our policies. We have implemented additional measures to keep prices low, and our global teams are working 24/7 to monitor prices in our store." In the U.S., local and state governments, along with the feds, are threatening price gougers with heavy fines in an attempt to nip the practice in the bud. So far, they have met with mixed results. And it doesn't stop there. While some items, like toilet paper, ammunition, or firearms, have been subject to price gouging, other products have simply become incredibly popular. The obvious example would be video conferencing platforms. Things like Skype, Google Hangouts, Microsoft Teams, or, of course, Zoom. But other things are selling out, too. Over in Denmark, optimistic sex shop proprietors note that sales of sex toys across the country more than doubled once the government told everyone to stay home. In the first week of April, sales at Sinful, the biggest sex toy retailer in Denmark, rose by 110%. Matilda Mikowski, co-owner of Sinful, noted, "It makes me happy that we are doing something good during this difficult time when people feel vulnerable." And the country's biggest sex toy review website, which is a thing, Arati.dk, said traffic has more than tripled during the lockdown compared with the same period last year. Don't assume that all the residents of Denmark are locked away on their lonesome, though. In fact, it seems that sex games and toys for couples have spiked in particular. Sinful says that the main spike in sales has come in the last 7 days, and that sales actually slipped in the immediate wake of the lockdown, which was announced on March 11th in Denmark. Mikowski adds, "It was probably because we all panicked a bit and were more looking to buy toilet paper and toothpaste and those kinds of things." That's all for now. We've been asking you to chime in with suggestions for stories you think your fellow listeners should know about, bad dad jokes, or your personal experience with COVID-19. Let us know by tagging #StrangeDaily on Twitter. Recently, I've been obsessing over math-based food puns, like the Pythagorean barbecue or T85 spice. so let me know what terrible puns you come up with. You can also find me directly at BenBolinHSW on Twitter or at BenBolin on Instagram. Thanks as always to our super producer, Dylan Fagan, our research associate, Sam Teagarden, and thanks to you. I'm Ben Bolin. We'll see you tomorrow. And until then, stay strange.